This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And this is a test. Yes, this is a test of the emergency demographic strategy of American electoral politics. Over the next several weeks, both parties will be tested for their ability to attract Latino voters, a test that means the difference between winning and losing the White House, according to the chair of the Republican National Committee, Reince Priebus.
By the year 2050, we'll be a majority-minority country. And in both 2008 and 2012, President Obama won a combined 80% of the votes of all minority groups. The RNC cannot and will not write off any demographic, community, or region of this country.
It is also a test for the Democratic Party. The Democrats have to answer for record deportations of undocumented immigrants during the Obama administration and total inertia by Congress for enacting any immigration reform.
We should be deporting criminals, not hardworking immigrant families who do the very best they can and often are keeping economies going in many places in our country.
We've got 11 million undocumented people in this country. I've talked to some of the young kids who, with tears rolling down their cheeks, are scared to death that today they may or their parents may be deported.
It's certainly an emergency, in the words there of Hillary Clinton in the Democratic debate last night and Senator Bernie Sanders at the same Democratic debate last night. The South Carolina and Nevada primaries will conclude this test of the emergency demographic strategies of the Democratic and Republican parties, but there will be more tests to come. If this had been a real emergency, perhaps President Donald Trump or President Michael Bloomberg would be instructing all Americans on what they plan to do to prevent a potentially violent confrontation between Latinos and non-Latinos in a newly divided 21st century America. Joining us now to discuss the possibilities for Latino voters and the fight for political power among all the demographics that are shifting in the United States is Artemio Muniz, who's chair of the Texas Federation of Hispanic Republicans. Also with us is Laura Cahue, director of the Somos South Carolina Political Education Project of the South Carolina Progressive Network. Laura and Artemio, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me here.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, do both of you think that something really new is afoot in terms of demographic shifts and the inability of the candidates to really respond to it regarding Latino voters? Artemio, what do you think?
Absolutely. You know, listening to Reince Priebus is sort of like, kind of reminds me of the old biblical stories of hearing a prophet walk the streets and warn the people of impending doom, and people aren't listening. I have the same feeling. You know, Reince Priebus did the tour, the Growth and Opportunity Project, and he had some of the top grassroots guys from the Republican Party and activists and donors. And everybody came to the conclusion that, you know, the same conclusion that Sean Hannity came to on I believe it was 2012, the night we lost to Obama, that we had to do something when it came to the engagement of the Hispanic community and immigration. So it's known what the problem is when it comes to reaching out to the Hispanic community and the Republican Party, and we have just not addressed it, and we've fallen even further away with the emergence of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz's talking points. However, the problem is also with the Democrat side. They have a huge credibility issue dealing with immigration as well. So it's up for grabs as to who can just carry out their vision.
Artemio, I'm sorry for interrupting here, but the Democratic Party would not be having a huge immigration issue were it not for the Congress, largely led by the GOP, that has been insistent in not dealing and fixing our immigration system. But the Democrats are deporting unprecedented numbers of immigrants. And what we need to focus on here is, why are they doing that? There is extreme pressure on one side for Democrats to enforce our immigration laws. Now, I say that with a grain of salt, because enforcing a bad law gives you bad results.
All right, Laura, is that an argument? Does that mean that Bernie Sanders could actually get a sizable chunk of the Latino vote in South Carolina because of that disillusionment?
Well, he's certainly trying, but I don't know what he's going to be able to offer that isn't going to be any different than what we have right now. Will he continue to make all those deportations? I don't know. Did we think that President Obama was going to do it? We certainly didn't. Will President or candidate Clinton, if she were to become president, continue on the same path as President Obama? We don't know. We do have a ray of hope in looking at the last budget that President Obama offered. And we see that some of the budgetary priorities that he has been putting in for the Department of Homeland Security, and in particular the funding for the immigration and control enforcement for ICE, we do see that there is a reduction in the budget for the number of beds that they are required to fill right now in the detention centers. And we have a number of reductions in a number of other areas that are related to immigration enforcement and removals.
Yeah, I mean, you're really having to hunt to find a silver lining there. That's for sure.
Exactly. That is the problem that we have. We are attacked with a number of different issues, and then by slapping the immigration reform issue on top of everything as if that were the only thing that was important to Latinos during
an
election.
Yeah, but that's a cop-out. That's a
complicates things. Why is it a cop-up, Artemio?
It is. Let me tell you. Look, the deal is this. It matters to the voters, especially the Hispanic voters. Well, at least if we're talking about battleground states and we're talking about the national vote, if we're talking about somebody running for president of the United States, you're going to have to deal with the immigration issue. I was able to win a race here in Texas, actually a state representative race in the city of Houston, of all places, a metropolitan area with 74% Hispanic population. And we stole the seat from a Democrat incumbent who had $250,000 in a war chest. We only had $13,000, and we gave the Houston area its first ever Hispanic Republican state representative, because we tapped into the fact, this is in 2014, that the Democrats were totally inept when it came to immigration. And the people didn't show up.
No.
Let's get Laura's response, and then we got to go. But that's great stuff there.
I'm sorry, but the fact is that the reason that immigration reform is important to Hispanics is because most of the Hispanics right now are living in mixed immigration status families. And for us to deal with the things that are really important to us, like access to affordable health care, access to an affordable higher education, access to economic opportunity and living wages, those are the things that are important to us. And yes, even the environment is very important to Hispanic and Latino communities. But we cannot move forward or even access or work on those issues because we have, may I say, the big elephant in the room that is just getting in our way.
So, well, you're making my point, Laura.
That is exactly.
You're making my point even stronger. And the deal is, in 2014, and this is why it's so important, and again, this is why the Democrat Hispanic voter, the prototypical Democrat Hispanic voter, did not show up in 2014 to vote. They were upset and angry. That's how we were able to move ahead as a party, as a Republican Party in Texas, because of that anger. They didn't even show up for the Democrat side. What I'm saying is, in 2016, the vote will be up for grabs. I don't think, you know, I will totally relish the opportunity to go in on Hispanic media and representing somebody like Jeb versus Hillary or Bernie. It would be easy to make the case, because on the Democrat side, you take Bernie or Hillary, while Obama was promising the Hispanic voters with mariachis in the background saying si se puede, promising immigration reform for 2 years, he had total control. Did nothing. And
let's settle this here then with a final thought, because there's tons to talk about here. And let me just ask you one very simple question. And you've talked about Jeb, Artemio, and Laura, you've definitely made a great case for the Republican Congress standing in the way of things. But would you say that in 2016, Laura Cahew, the Hispanic vote, the Latino vote, is up for grabs?
Not so much.
Not so much? Are you sure about that?
No, I am pretty sure that it's solidly Democratic, because I know that most of the young people that are becoming eligible voters and are registering to vote are more politically savvy. They understand the game. We have been doing a lot of work on the ground. We have been doing it in between election years. We have been outreaching to these communities, making sure that they are still having access to higher education. We pushed and they pushed to get President Obama to give them the deferred action for childhood arrivals.
All right. So Laura says Democrats still in the Democratic column in spite of some of the problems that she's mentioned. Artemia, what do you think?
The deal is this. If we get someone like Jeb in, I believe it's way up for grabs, and it resets the game in terms of the Hispanic vote.
But Artemio, Jeb Bush's numbers are, you can detect them with an electron microscope at this point.
No, absolutely not.
Jeb's not going to be in this race if things don't work out. If there's no Jeb Bush, are the Latino voters up for grabs in 2016?
You know, it depends on whether the Republican Party can follow the blueprint that's been laid before it with the Growth and Opportunity Project. If we have someone like Trump or Cruz, we're going to be in trouble. However, our party has to do the right thing, and we do have our issue of doing the right thing, and we have just a few months to figure it out. The vote is up for grabs.
Vote is up for grabs. Very few months, very few weeks, really, to figure it out. Artemio Muniz, thank you so much for a lively conversation. Chair of the Texas Federation of Hispanic Republicans. Thanks, Artemio.
You're welcome, John.
And Laura Cahew, a director of SOMA South Carolina, a political education project of the South Carolina Progressive Network. All right, Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.